You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. And 5 is the operative number. We are broadcasting live from 5 different record stores as part of Record Store Day this Saturday. And it is just 5 days away. One of the bands playing at Vinyl Records are these guys, Japanese Girls. This is the title track to their album, Circulation. Circulation, Japanese Girls, kick it off on our Record Store Day themed Discord Radio here on CITR.
I don't know. What are you more? The things I said, or the heels you wore? Insensitive. Some would say.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We're having some buffering issues with Bandcamp right now. But nonetheless, that was Circulation from Japanese Girls, the title track to their latest album. They're playing at Vinyl Records this Saturday as part of Record Store Day. This is kind of going to be our Record Store Day hype-up show. Throughout the show, we're going to be talking about the lineup of artists, what record stores are going to be broadcasting live from. So lots of exciting things that are happening this weekend as part of Record Store Day. But right now, even though this is technically our, I guess we're 12 days into April, better late than never, time to officially welcome back to the show Britt Bachman, and I guess launch our monthly Discorder magazine chat.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy April 12th.
Happy April 12th.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Lots happening on April 12th.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
I thought you might want to give her a shout out. And of course, Lonsdale Key's birthday today as well. 30,
yes.
30 years young, Lonsdale Key.
Yeah. Important day. It's also Art Rock Day. Oh, maybe you want to talk about that later, but...
Well, we're actually going to play some late spring. Casey, who is the curator of Art Rock, we're going to play some late spring shortly.
Sweet. Then we don't have to talk too much about that.
No.
You guys are getting a little sampler of it.
Well, it is happening tonight at the Astoria, the second Tuesday of every month. Been happening for about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Who can we expect tonight?
I don't have the lineup right in front of me, though... Somebody who I'm really excited about is Eshuta, which is Andy Resto, who is our music director here at CITR, and he will be playing also with Ace Martins, I believe. And
is Ace there tonight as well?
Yes. Well, Eshuta is the two of them right now.
Okay.
Andy's baby, and then like Ace is helping him out.
Right. Okay. Ace has been busy. They had an album release last week. They're playing with Orrick Hogan's album release later this week.
Yes, which I'm very excited for, actually. I'm going. Bought my ticket.
Nice. That's at the Fox on Thursday,
That's
I think.
At the Fox on Thursday.
Nice. Orrick Hogan fans, take note. We're also going to play her later in the show. This has been a nice little preview of some of the upcoming bands.
It's been great. Yeah. Reading your mind.
Well, we want to talk about the magazine. It looks great. Nice, bright green font. Perfect for April, spring month.
That would be actually our production assistant, Jules. That was her choice on the mint green.
Go, Jules, go.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's great. We're really happy to feature Devours this month.
Nice. We actually covered them last week, and we're going to have Claire Bailey on in about 15, 20 minutes time to talk about another band featured in the magazine this month. But let's talk about some of the direct band artist features. We have a great feature late in the magazine on page 61 on 340 Oki.
Yes.
What's that all about?
It is karaoke at Pub 340, and this was a story that was brought to us and pitched by a former editor-in-chief of Discorder, Alex DeBoer.
Oh, yes.
And she is a frequenter of the karaoke at Pub 340 and wanted to share Hez's story. Hez is the woman who runs it or hosts it every time that I believe it's a Tuesday and a Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday, there's karaoke at Pub 340. And Hez has an amazing story of sort of discovering karaoke and all the uses for karaoke in terms of like keeping you sane, having some catharsis or whatever in Japan when she was living there. And she kind of brought this idea of the healing catharsis of karaoke to Vancouver type of thing. And now it's her job. She runs it, hosts it twice a week.
I mean, there's a lot of different karaoke nights in Vancouver. What's the real hook about 340 Oki?
I think the hook about it is it's really everyone. Like when you go down there, you got your sort of your trendy hip cats there, but then you also have somebody who walked in off the street and they want to sing something as well. And so you have a real variety of age demographics and everyone is quite supportive. There's a little bit of heckling, but it's all in good fun. So just the atmosphere of the karaoke has really curates this amazing vibe between all of the people that perform. And she talks to all the performers. It's just a community,
very
essentially.
Cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like something I'd like to check out in the near future.
Mm-hmm. And the building itself that Pub 340 in is amazing. It's like 120 years old or something like that. So quite a historic venue as well. Dates back to sort of Prohibition. Yeah, there used to be a speakeasy in it once upon a time. So Alex got all the great details.
Very cool. Yes, you can check that article out on page 61 of this brand new month's issue of Discorder Magazine. And Pub 340, I believe that is 340 Canby Street?
Yes, it is.
Between Hastings and Cordova?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check it out in the near future. 340 Oki. Okay, also happening later this month, we have another Discorder fundraiser.
We do, yes. Discorder fundraiser is going to be Saturday, April 23rd at the Anza Club.
Wow. Now, before you tell us the lineup, we're really stepping our game up here. We usually, I mean, because this is the first time that I've been part of a fundraiser at the Anza Club, and the first time it's been on Saturday. We've usually been working, we've done a few Fridays, we had the odd Thursday, so we're stepping our game up here. Very nicely done, Britt.
Thank you. It was a team effort.
Okay. Britt and her team.
I think a lot of it as well is that we're very intentional about wanting a space that was super accommodating to different people and everyone of different age varieties could feel like they would go, although it is a 19-plus event. But within that, we have a pretty broad demographic and we want a venue that's a bit more accessible. So we got that. And as for the Saturday, I mean, having a fundraiser on a Saturday is pretty much a given. It's not as if it's like an art show that you're going to or maybe something that you'll go to at the end of your night. No, this is like the thing that you want to go to. You're going to it on a Saturday night. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a dance party. It's going to be a good time.
Nice. And who do we got in the lineup?
Headlining will be Frog Eyes. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary as a band this year, and they're pretty epic. They released Pickpockets Locket last year, which was pretty high acclaim. They tour with Destroyer and Black Mountain. Carrie Mercer leads that band. We also have Weird Candle, who one of the organizers is featured in this issue of Discorder.
And quickly, while you mention Weird Candle, they were part of the Verboten Festival, which is also featured in this month's issue of the magazine.
Yeah, so Robert is the organizer of Verboten. Weird Candle performed at Verboten and will also be performing at the Discorder fundraiser. They're releasing a new album, so they'll be playing new stuff off of that.
Nice.
Then we have the Backhomes, which is fresh from a tour in Spain, actually, with Black Mountain. So the Backhomes is a Victoria-based band. They're absolutely incredible, also releasing new stuff soon. And Malcolm Jack is the solo project of Malcolm Biddle of Data Plan. And he's been, he just came out of a residency at the Lido for the last month. So he's been working on his solo stuff, recording new solo stuff. And Experience This is a bit of a surprise. It's a trio with sort of a surprise lead singer every time. They're more of an art rock band, so they really like to mix it up and have really unpredictable live sets.
Okay, well, there you go. Great lineup. April 23rd is the date at the Anza Club.
Yes.
I'm sure we're having lots of updates between now and then.
Definitely.
And next week's show will be basically a Discorder fundraiser hype up. So we're getting a chance to play all of those bands next week.
Good.
But in the meantime, Britt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
In honor of your visit, we're going to play the Backhomes right now. You're back home on the air on Discord Radio. The Backhomes are back in town to do the fundraiser. And this is a track called Solid Gold. Backhomes, Discord Radio. CITR 101.9.
and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Discorder Radio, CITR 1019. That was Sweet Thing from Late Spring. Some new material from Late Spring. We've played them a lot in the past 6 months. Of course, they were the Shindig winners back in February. We were playing pretty well all five songs off their EP on rotation, it felt like, for most of the past 6 months. They visit us in the studio about 6 weeks ago and told us about a new album coming out, and as we now see, Invisible album will be released next month, but there's a bit of an advanced single for you, Sweet Thing from Late Spring. And once again, Casey Way, the lead singer of Late Spring, is curating Art Rock ? Once again tonight at the Astoria. It's been going strong for about 6 months now. Congrats to Casey and her great team. Once again, check it out tonight at the Astoria. And, of course, our own Andy Resto, music director of CITR, will be there with his project, Echuta. Before that, we heard Back Homes. They are playing as part of the Discorder fundraiser April 23rd at Anza Club. Thanks again to Britt Bachman for joining us to talk about that. And as promised off the top, it is Record Store Day, a mere 5 days away. Record Store Day started about 7 or 8 years ago and has completely revolutionized record stores. They kind of caught on to the, I guess, a bit of the, when suddenly music downloads blew up huge in the early 2000s, people were abandoning record stores, and almost as a cry to bring back the nostalgia and the importance to the community of record stores, a group down in the States organized the first Record Store Day. I believe it was back in 2008. And since then, it's been going strong. And this Saturday in Vancouver, literally all over North America, this is going to be celebrated. But there's about 8 record stores in Vancouver taking place. And actually, we're going to be broadcasting live with our sister station, CJSF, from SFU, at about 5 of those record stores. Here is the live broadcast schedule for Saturday. We're going to be at Beat Street Records at 2 p.m., moving over to Neptune Records at 3 p.m., Vinyl Records at 4 p.m., Red Cat Records at 5 p.m., back to Neptune at 6, and back to Red Cat at 7. So it's a six-hour broadcast from 2 to 8 p.m., and all the record stores are going to have lots of great deals, special releases. It's going to be an amazing day. If you've never checked it out, even if you don't plan on buying any records, just come take out the check out the bands, check out the buzz. It really is a very, very exciting time. Last year, I was at Neptune Records at about 11 a.m. to get things going, and it's amazing how many bodies they can pack in there, and we should see another similar situation for this Saturday as well. One of the bands playing at Red Cat is Adrian Teacher and the Subs. I literally walked out of a very sweaty Tough Age set at noon last Saturday in Record Store Day. Last year at Record Store Day, Saturday, bumped in Adrian Teacher, and he was just talking about Main Street. And so whenever I hear, think about this album from Adrian Teacher and the Subs, the Sort of Half to Record, I always think of this track, Thrifting on a Sunday, as the track that makes me think of that interaction with Adrian Teacher. So I thought this was a great track to play to kick off our Record Store Day section of today's themed show. So without further ado, let's play Thrifting on a Sunday from Adrian Teacher and the Subs. And if you want to see them, they are playing at Record Store Day this Saturday at Red Cat. Here they are on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Fox Cabaret and Hidden City Records present Ora Kogan live in concert on Thursday, April 14th. In celebration of her latest release, Shadowland, psych folk chanteuse Ora Kogan will be backed by a four-piece kick-ass band. The special guests Ace Martins and Paul Stewart, come on out to the Fox Cabaret and get your tickets at the door.
On Saturday, April 16th, CGSF and CITR are bringing you Record Store Day, a full 2 to 8 p.m. broadcast from locations all around Vancouver.
There will be live bands, interviews, prizes, and more at your favorite locations. Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune. Come on down or tune in on Saturday, April 16th on CGSF 90.1 FM or CITR 101.9 FM.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discorder.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Strange Things with the track Friends to Ghosts. They are also playing this Saturday as part of Record Store Day. You can catch them at 3 o'clock at Neptune Records. Prior to that, we heard Adrian Teacher and the Subs with Thrifting on a Sunday. They will be playing at Red Cat as part of Record Store Day. We're going to get into more Record Store Day talk a little bit later in the show. But right now, we want to welcome back to Discorder Radio our features...
correspondent.
That sounds good. Our features correspondent, Claire Bailey. How you doing, Claire?
I'm good. How are you, Wade?
Excellent. Excellent. We've had a lot of, we've had a big spotlight so far on what's been featured in this April issue, having Britt on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to hear what you've been researching in the magazine this past week.
Yeah. It's actually something Britt didn't mention. It's Ashley Shadow. Ashley Shadow is the atmospheric folk project of Ashley Weber. And it's really interesting because Ashley Weber has actually recorded, played, toured in many prominent indie bands like The Organ, Bonnie Prince Billy, Babe Rainbow, and Lightning Dust. And there are many more. As I was researching her, every website seemed to have a different list of bands that she'd played in. That's over the past 10 years, so she's really been involved in the Vancouver music scene, but she's never actually done any of her own projects. This is the first time that she's really stepping into the spotlight, so the name Ashley Shadow is definitely fitting. In her own songs, she foregrounds melodic vocals, and Jasper Rinch writes that her songs often have a darker tone, which she says probably results from working for the past 7 years at Insight, which is Vancouver's safe injection site. She says it's a wonderful organization, but it's just really hard to be involved with that every day. 'Cause obviously there's a lot of people going through difficult things. But in terms of being more melodic and foregrounding the vocals, she says it's really a result of the songwriting process. She says because she never mastered an instrument, she begins just with vocal melodies. That's how she writes songs. So in terms of recording, she worked with the Balloon Factory Studio, which is run by Joshua Wells of Black Mountain and Lightning Dust. Which is not far from home for her, because her sister, Amber Weber, actually plays in both those bands. So with all the stuff that she's been involved in Vancouver, you might be wondering, like, why is this the first time she's doing her solo stuff? And she says it's just because she's been deadly shy in the past, and when she was starting, she would never have had the balls to do anything on her own.
Nice to see her finally stepping out of the shadows.
It is, yes. So her self-titled LP will be released on April 15th on Felt Records, and she'll be playing a release show at the China Cloud on April 30th. But right now we're going to play one song off of her new album. This one's streaming right now. It's called Tired. This is Ashley Shadow on CITR 101.9 FM.
You love it.
Discord Radio CITR 101.9, Ashley Shadow. Thank you very much, Claire Bailey, our features correspondent, I should say, for giving us a lowdown on Ashley Shadow. You can read more about her on page 50 of this month's issue of Discord Magazine. Great little story there written by Jasper Wrench. So we're in the midst of our Record Store Day preview. We've got four or five different locations that we're going to be broadcasting live from this Saturday, including Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune Records. This next band that we're playing is going to be at Neptune. Neptune has a massive lineup. They're kind of, you know, I mean, I recommend going to check out as many of the record stores as you can as possible. And one of the great things about Neptune and Red Cat is they're literally two blocks away from each other on Main Street. And then Beat Street and Vinyl are about four doors from each other down at Hastings and Cambie. But in my opinion, if you're really a hardcore Record Store Day fan, Neptune is the place to be. It's where the most bands are going to be playing. They're going to be having live music from 11 a.m. right up until 7 p.m., including Strange Things we heard earlier in the set. Here's the Neptune lineup for you. Aurora's at 11 a.m., kicking it off nice and early. Doppelganger at noon. Jody Glenham and the Dreamers at 1. Strange Things at 2. Eric Campbell and the Dirt at 3. Winona Forever at 4. Wish Sticker at 5. And Malk at 7. Malk, who was at in Shindig earlier this year. And the band playing at 6 o'clock, we're going to play them right about now. They've got a bit of a special place in our hearts here in Discorder Radio Land because they were the first band to grace the cover of the brand new format back in February 2014 when we went from your standard 8.5x11 magazine, glossy magazine, dare I say, to our toned-down zine-style grittier version that we now have here. This band, Hollow Moon, graced the brand new cover. They also played our 2014 fundraiser / new format party. So we've got a special place for Hollow Moon in our hearts. And if you want to check them out, 6 p.m. Saturday at Neptune Records, they are going to be playing to, it will be a packed and sweaty Neptune Records, no doubt. So we're going to play, it's going to be a bit of a love-in at Neptune Records on Saturday. So in honor of that, we're going to play this track called Love Song. This is from their HM album released this past September. Hollow Moon, Love Song, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Show your love for Discorder Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candle, The Backholms, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
Your friends at the Syrup Trap comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's... Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Orokogan with the track From the Stars. Orokogan will be performing this Thursday night at the Fox Cabaret as part of the Shadowland album release, along with Ace Martins. and Paul Stewart, Ace Martin's mentioned earlier because they're playing tonight as part of Art Rock. And actually, they had their own album release just last week for Palm Springs. So busy times for Ace Martin's. That show, once again, at the Fox Cabaret this Thursday, $10 for Orrick Hogan, Paul Stewart, and Ace Martin's. Prior to that, we heard Hollow Moon, our cover band from February 2014 when we did our Discorder magazine rebrand. They are going to be playing at Neptune Records. By the way, we've mentioned a lot of different dates and times. Check out our Facebook page. We're going to be posting all the times for all the live bands happening this Saturday. Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune all have a plethora of bands, live bands playing. It's going to be a great day on Saturday. If you're in town, I highly recommend you do a bit of record store hopping and check out the schedule to make sure the bands that you're playing are seeing when you're going to be there. There's also going to be an after party as well. That is happening at the SBC Smiling Buddha Cafe. Features Dead Quiet as well as Brass. Brass always puts on a very entertaining show. Make sure you're not wearing anything that you care about, because you're sure to get, if you're in the front couple of rows, you're sure to get beer spilt on you, at least spit on or something like that. That's kind of Brass's shtick, but it's very entertaining. Another show happening this weekend, not part of Record Day, but will be a great show nonetheless. Also at SBC, the night prior, Friday night, is War Baby playing with Swim Team and these guys, Invasives. So we're going to do a bit of a punk 1-2 pack here, Invasives into Brass. So you can check out both these bands Friday and then Saturday night back to back at SBC. Here is Prowler by Invasives on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
We'll be right back.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Brass, Strut Punchin'. They are playing the official Record Store Day after party at SBC on Saturday night. Prior to them, we heard Invasives. They're also playing SBC, but on Friday night in a show with Swim Team and War Baby. Of course, this Saturday is Record Store Day. So much action going to be happening at Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune Records. Check our Facebook page for all the details of when all your favorite bands are playing. And that pretty well wraps up today's show. Thanks to everybody who was part of it. Britt Bachman for coming on in. Camille, our social media guru. Claire, our features correspondent. Matt Muse, working extra hard today through the technical difficulties. Well done, Matt. And as I said, that it just about wraps up the show. But we want to have one more shout out. Earlier, Britt mentioned April 12th, her mom's birthday. Also, Lonsdale Keys' birthday. But April 12th is also the day, 36 years ago today, one of the greatest Canadians of all time, Terry Fox, dipped his prosthetic leg in the Atlantic Ocean and began his legendary Marathon of Hope in St. John's, Newfoundland. Of course, we know how the story finished up. He unfortunately did not finish his journey, ending September 1st, 1980. But nonetheless...
But hey, where is he from, Wade?
He is from Port Coquitlam, BC, not far from here. I mean, he really is a legend. He's got high schools named after him, stadiums named after him. There's even a mountain named after him. So Terry Fox, great Canadian, and this is a great day in Canadian history. We should all know about the day that Terry started his legendary journey. So in honor of that, we're going to play a band right now out of Toronto who has written this little ode to Terry called 3,339 Miles, which, depending on from where you're counting, is the distance across Canada. So here we go. Last of the Bandits, 3,339 Miles for Terry Fox to close it out today. On Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Everybody, enjoy Record Store Day this weekend, and we will see you next Tuesday at 5 o'clock right here on CITR.